Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A man who told police to shoot him pled guilty last week to simple robbery. In March, Goodhue County Sheriff's deputies and Cannon Falls police used de-escalation techniques to get a burglary situation under control. 40-year-old Zlatan Lukic, no known address, tried to drive a stolen vehicle through a ditch where he got stuck. Lukic had just burgled the home and confronted the residents. Officers held him at gunpoint until backup arrived. He was yelling at them to shoot him. Cannon Falls Police Chief McCormick said the incident had a successful outcome due to the actions of officers in calming a tense situation. Lukic was facing 8 charges, including first-degree burglary. Sentencing is August 8th. The Northfield Council discussed the proposed transit hub on the Q Block site last night. Hiawatha Land Transit, in partnership with the city, would like to connect a hub to the restored depot that would provide...
where basically be a bathroom facility, waiting area that would be protected from the elements and a drive lane through for buses, where it would become a key transfer point for our local transit authority to switch from the one bus to the other bus. Also would be able to serve for like the Northfield lines to be able to do the transportation routes they do into the cities.
Administrator Ben Martig said they've been working with Hiawatha Land on a potential grant with MnDOT to build the hub and the access drive.
The cost would be about $350,000. The city match of that would be about $125,000.
The city has been looking at dedicating TIF dollars. They hope to get the grant completed by summer. The process got behind schedule due to employee transition at the bus company. MnDOT doesn't have funding this year, but the plan now is, if the grant's approved, to begin work next spring. Council received an update on the depot from Alice Thomas. She brought new members up to speed, discussing the vision of the depot usage, including events. Martig was amazed at the work the depot group has accomplished.
So they're progressing and they're getting anxious too to see that road developed in partnership with us, that if this grant can come through, it will really help them out to make that become a reality. Some great art pieces that they're working on.
The artist, Nick Swearer, collected railroad spikes from the area in 1971 and created a tree. He recently repaired it and is returning it to the depot. The group would like to see a parking area, sidewalks, and lighting in the area before they get to work on their sculpture garden. Find more information on kymnradio.net. And Northfield police ticketed 42 motorists during the recent click-it-or-ticket seatbelt enforcement campaign. Sergeant Kevin Tussing said while he's thankful for the majority of Minnesotans who buckle up, for those who refuse for one reason or another, he says, "It's selfish. Think about life without you in it." He added, "I've seen what happens to families and friends left behind. Please buckle up and be there for yourself and others." Only an estimated 8% of Minnesotans travel unbuckled, yet those who were known to be unbelted represent 30% of motor vehicle occupants killed in 2016. The click-it-or-ticket seatbelt enforcement and education is a component of the state's Toward Zero Deaths program. The full press release is on kymnradio.net. News from around the state is next.